Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Right, so we had yesterday embedding a number of of the ascites that we have, and also a Rashi with a Tosfos, the data of Imalo Lo Yerdu by a Murim, whether or not what's going to be the first of all the din by Dam by a Chatas Oif, which we saw Chiddush and Rashi. And even Rabbi Yeshua would agree to that, even though he would disagree by the dam of other karbonis, not chatos olayf. And also, when we talk about the din by the emurim, and it's only going to be after the, but it says when you go and you do it, by the dam, over there, it will only be according to Rashi, according to the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, wouldn't be according to Rabbi Yeshua. The whole din of Eimalu Lo Yerdu, that will be Negei, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is only what's Negei and the Eimurim, and that's Tosfos, that it's not like that, that when we have all the cases of the Dam, it's Negei and Rabbi Yeshua, also where he went and he did a Maisus Rika, even though it doesn't. There's no din to go do it. No din to go do it. You're not allowed to go do it. But Alpha Piquet, if he did it, it has a Shem Zrika. That's the Tosfos or Pesayin of Beis. The really, the, three lines down by the wide lines that we have on Pesayin of Beis where he says, the Afilu Ba De Islay, Gabe Dam, Imolu Yerdu, Mayne Bedam Hanizrak, the cultim is Meach. The Elohim not going to say like that. The Elohim, El Rabbi Gamliel. The Dinim that we have are only according to Rabbi Gamliel Davke, and therefore, Tosfos learned it. Well, now we have the Mishnah tells us, Kli Halach.
One thing wasn't clear here. You have a Kadisha Oi, that's Nifsal, whatever, Kiddle.
Yeah.
And he puts it under his bear.
Yeah.
But what do you do with it?
What do you mean? What do you do with it?
Yeah.
You burn it? What do you mean? If it's with the whole thing becomes fossil.
It's
fossil. And it's Imalu, according to me, like it's Imalu Lo Yerdu. Imalu Yerdu, you burn it? Oh, you don't burn it. I mean, you're talking over here, yeah. Yeah. That's his wife. Yeah.
So what do you do? You take Kadosh Ayin, it's possible because it's
stable.
You put it on top of the
mistake.
Yeah.
Now what do you do? So now what? So it means that the Dam is going to remain there, and then the rest of it becomes possible.
You
throw it. Comes out. So you have to burn it. Not on the, not Machter. Not on the Baracha. Yeah. Like the rest of Pigle. Klei Allah. Now we have the Mishnah Peches. We're behind. We have to speed it up over here. Klei Allah. Mikadshin es Allah. Again, Klei Allah are Mikadish. Klei Lekalim that are designated for liquids are Mikadish liquids. Umidais Yavesh. Midas Yavesh, Mekadshes is a Yavesh. I'm going to read it Rashi over here. But for a Kli Halach, the Kadeshes is a Yavesh. The Kli Halach, like we just said, they're Mekadesh Halach, they're not Mekadesh the Yavesh. Lo Yavesh, Mekadeshes Halach, they don't work both ways. Both ways they don't work. They just, the lach is for the lach and the yavesh is for the yavesh. En kli alach, mekadosh es hayavesh, lo yavesh, mekadosh es halach. Now we have klei hakodesh and nikvu. If they have kalim that got a, damage, a puncture, got a hole in it. Imaisen bahem. If they still are able to function, meyed melachta, like they did before, somewhat, Shayoisen, Behin Shlemit, and they're basically intact, there's just a hole in it. Mikadshin, then they have the ability to be Mikadish. Imlad, and if not, ain't Mikadshin. The Kulon ain't Mikadshin, no Mikadish. And the din is when they're Mikadish, they have to be Mikadish Mekaydish, what does it mean? They're Mekaydish, Mekaydish? They do it, Pashas, in the Azara. Let's take it the way the Rashi learns it. Klei Halach, Rashi learns, what is it a reference to? The Klei Halach, Karas Umitrakis, Ladam, Uliyayin, Ulishem, the Kalim that they used for Kairas, Mizrakis, and for the dam, for the ayin, for the shemen, these are the things that they were using it for. They said these are the things again that they were using it for. And klei halach, they were kaddish, klei halach and kaddish lach. Midos hayavesh, shtei midos shel yavesh hayusham. They were two measuring cups that they would use to measure out things. The one was an Isarin. The one was a Chatzi Isarin. An Isarin, of course, was Levinus Kala Menachas. Every Amincha has to be an Asiris Uefa. And a Chatzi Isarin, Lachlesbo, Minchas Chavite, Kayen Gavdo, Machsitsa Mabaker, Machsitsa Baerev. It's the Kaili that was used every day to go measure out the Minchas Kayin Gadol, the Minchas Chaviti, that he brings in the morning and the afternoon, a half of an Isarin. Now, but the nomenclature that we have here varies. Why? Because what are we saying? The word midais, hayavesh. She'ein kelim yuchmadim liyavesh. The only ones that are kale, that are miyuchid, kale that are miyuchid for yavesh, is only elu. And therefore, over here, what do we have? We have the term, umidais yavesh mikachos. The klei shenais libo mincha, klei lachu, shemizrachis, uvikaris, ruim lachach. The kalim that are used, the dafke, for a dover yavesh, they're only made over here. This is not the Isarin and the Chatzi Isarin. Therefore, that's what we use, that's what we refer to. The Klei Halach, Mekadshit, fine. Then we refer to the ones that are Midas Yavesh. Those are the ones that are exclusively used for Yavesh. Get She'ein Kalim or Milchadim LeYavesh. There is no such thing as Kalim that are Meyuchad Dafke for Yavesh Ela'elu. Elu, the kli she'aisen by mincha, kli lachu. What about the kli that they put a regular carbon mincha in? Put the whole thing in. They said the kli lachu, shemisrachis, vikaris, they're all ruyin lachach. When we go and we measure out, like Rashi says, we have to measure out the chatzi isarin, or the mishnei midashi yavish, the isarin, or chatzi isarin, the isarin lamedidas kol habenachas, where you measure it out. But other than that, there's nothing else that's used for that. Bein kli lach, because to say yavesh, I was even gemara b'targim la amidas lach. It's going back with amidas lach. Shayuaisen behet shleimim, shayin shleimim, ela b'kaidish, the way Rashi says, what does it mean, ela b'kaidish? Ela b'kaidish means in the Azara. That's Rashi says in the Azara. Now, so Amar Shmuel, like Shanu Ela Midais. Shmuel comes and says, like Shanu, the Ein Kli Halach, our Mekadshin is a Yavesh. When Shmuel says that which the Mishnah says, that the Kli Halach, are not Mekadish Yavesh, Ela Midas. Zion Midas Halach. There were seven Midas Halach Shayishav. What were they? There was a Kleili that measured at a Hin, the Chatzi Hin, Ushlisha, Mishlisha Hin, the Kema Dahad, Achlo Chosu Liyavesh. They are not designated at all to be used for a Yavesh, Lamidi, Lindoid. They're not used to measure out anything. Behain, Lo Nimshichu, Elam and Lamadida. What was the Meshicha for? It was sanctified. The Meshicha was made purely for the purpose of Medina. Lefikach ein mikachim elai yedei Medina. Therefore, whether Mekadosh, the Mekadosh only Ayidei Medina, because it all depends on what the original Kiddush of the thing was. So here it's telling us, Nachamo, Amar Shmuel Shanu Ela Midos, that when the Kalim were made, that for when we talk about the Kli Halach, they were made dafke for the sake of measuring, and that's what they're exclusively used for. Avo Mizrakis Mikachin. However, what we're talking about, Kalim, let's say that we're Mekabel Dam in, even though they're Kli Halach, they're still able to be Mekadosh Yavish. Rashi says, the Chihechi, the Chazu, Lelach, just like they were Roy for a lach, you take Dam and you put Dam in there. It wasn't exclusively designated for that as opposed to Davar Yavesh. And therefore it was able to be used for that too. So the Mizrak was not there to measure, it was just made to be Mekabel as a receptacle. So it says, get Nachma. So the Gemara that says, Oshan of a Mizrak is because Shneem and I am Silas. What does it tell us? We have the Mizrak that was used for flour. That means it was used for a Dover Yavesh also. Omar Le Ravacha Midita Le Ravina. What do you mean? Mincha Lachahi. And Mincha is full of Shemin. And therefore, and what do you tell? Because, well, Silas of the Mincha, it's not something which is Mamish Yavesh. There are pieces there that are Yavesh, and the whole thing, even if it's that, those parts were not wet. The din is that they're also able to be the Scottish or Imai Seima. Relatively speaking, it was Yavesh. Imai Seima, Mincha, Abad Erechanabi, it's not Lach, but Mincha Legabe Dam, Ki Yavesh Dami. Therefore, when we talk about the Mizrak, let's say that's being used for dam, it's able to be used also for a mincha, even though a mincha is something which is, and we learn out from that pasuk, relatively speaking, it is yavesh. You can't say it's lach like it is by dam. And amashwal klesharis, ein mikachim elashlevim. Ein mikach, have to be complete, not broken. Ein mikachim elamaleim. And when they're mikadish, it has to be full. And a mekachin ela mitaychan, a mitaychan ela mitaychan. What does mitaychan mean? We take a look. What does it say? We have the Mishnah. It says a mekachin ela mekaydish. What does it mean? Ela mitaychan. Ela mitaychan. Where we have, Rabbi, you take a look at the way Rashi says ela, where he says a mekachin ela malayin klaymar. Shem had Shir Shalem, Tarkla David Levim, Yaveshu, Shi, Hesham, Shaitzarvan Shalem, the Mincha. The Minchats, the Sachim, he, Shanitna, Bekli, Yehesham, there has to be Gimel, Esraim, Lepar, Shne, Esraim, Loyal, Avalim, Chaser, Hashir, Einakli, Mekanshon, Shane, Rai, Lekli. Alright. And then we have,
what about the
Nikki? Ella, what was it? Ella, then it says, what says, here it says also, Ebe Kachanella Mitaychan, the Amri Lebe Kachanella Shleimim and Malayim and Mibifnim. What's Mibifnim also? It would seem to be, and Rashi says, it's another word for the Azara, even though before we said Ella Bakaydish. Taitsvis comes over here, Ella Mibifnim perish Bakutris and meets Ba'azara. Bifnim also means it's Mekat Mitema, Labashina Lashon HaMishnah. Why did it change the Lashon HaMishnah Havalei Lameva Mekaydish? On the Farshar Ben Chayim, what does it mean, the word Bifnim? Lekli Ka'obar, Vasei Libute, what does it come, La'afuke, what is it coming to exclude?
Why?
Chakak Moshava Bimachutz. Let's say you went and you carved out some kind of a receptacle on the outside of the kli. Does it have Megabo? Yeah, you did it Megabo. What? So it's not Mekadosh. And that's the point, the way Taisus learns. Says so the way Rashi learns why it isn't good. Let me finish reading first. Here it's saying what? When we say, see the Rashi here again. Lamanda taught if we hold a bekachin elah mitaychon, kasava beirut say midis, what's the chilik in the lashaydis that we have here? One, if you use the words mitaychon, kasava beirut say midis, lo diskachu, Ella, Basha Messiah Chalalo shall kli. It's only that which is contained within the machitzas of the kli. Beirut Sebedis is above the rim. Beirut Sebedis, Geit Sebedis, the part that's piled up. Plukti Mimedacha is whether or not the part that's above the rim, whether that's Kaddish or not. What?
Above the
keli. Ika beinayhu, beirut say midas. Bebasvita tana ein mikachin ala shlemim. And the brisa we learned. Umaleim, has to be shlemim. Umaleim, umbitaychad, it has to be umbitaychad. Umbifnim. And Bifnim, whatever Bifnim is. The way Tysus learned, the Bifnim means it has to be Dafka on the inside. The way Rashi learned, the Bifnim, Bifnim refers to the Azara. Let's say his Das was to go and add afterwards. Rishon Kodesh. Tanya Rabbi Hachi. Malayim. Ain't Malayim. Ela Shleimim. It has to be a complete. A clean. Ain't Malayim. Ela Shleimim. And Amar Rav Yaisi. It has to be Shalem. It has to be full. But only B'makam where he does it piecemeal. A little bit at a time, but his das is to where his das is not to go and add there. It's not going to be kaddish. Avol daita lohaisef rishon kaddish, piecemeal, and it'll be able to work. And ultimately, the whole thing itself will become kaddish. The shal that we have here is in Taisvis, when we talk about the din. Tais says when it says lefnim, it's referring to the asara. I mean, the way Rashi learns, referring to the Azara, Taisa says, that it means something else. Shows in Rashi, so why did it change? We have a suffix over here, that which a kli sharis. It's going to be Bekadish Bethnim. If it's not Bethnim, it's not going to be Bekadish. Is it a Chesaron in the Mekadish, or is it a Chesaron in the Miskadish? What's this din that we have in the Mishnah? The kulon e mikachim ela b'kodesh. What is that din? It tells you that something could only become kodesh, where it's in the Azara. What does it tell you? That a klisharis can only do the act of being mikadesh, where it's in the Azara. Is it a din in the thing, something cannot become sanctified, unless it's in the Azara. Or no, maybe it can't be cut, it could be sanctified even not in the Azara. The problem is that it cannot do the act of sanctification in the Azara. Which one is it? The one that's being affected or the one that's doing the effect? And maybe if there are two dinim. The way we could learn that there are really two dinim that we have. Maybe, and therefore, it would be they're two separate dinim. Therefore, when Rashi tells us, really, in the Azara, it could really mean it's not the same thing, and it's not going to just tell me the same Lashon as the Mishnah. It's telling me two dinim that we have over here. And Kamiya Nafkamina, means Nafkamina, let's say, we have a Gemara like before, remember, and they saw Makayman. Let's say you have something that was not in the Azara completely. Or you have a rave. Let's say you have you have some of it inside the Azara, some of it outside the Azara. There, mitzad the Mishkadish, it's inside the Azara. Mitzad the Mishkadish, it's rave of it is outside the Azara. So we have Dinam over there. What is that? Let's say you have rave on the Keli and it's about a certain angle, let's say. When you have the angle, and part of it, it's the bottom part is at an angle, and a diagonal, it's inside the Azara. Right of it is outside. Well, is it Mekadosh or is it not Mekadosh? Mitzad, the part which is on the inside, it's able to be Mekadosh. Yet again, what we have, though, is, let's say the Mekadosh is going to be because the act of the Mekadosh. The Mekadosh, right, let's say it was a case where it was right, but it was outside. Will it be Mishkadosh? Will it not be Mishkadosh? Or maybe you have to have both. This is the suffix of what it's coming to say over here. If we're going to learn like this, it's Yitachin, that really both of these dinim will be true, and each one is Mishkadosh. This din that has to be Mishkadosh. To be Mishkadosh, it has to be in the Azara. For it to be Mishkadosh, it has to be in the Azara. It's like, that's where Taisa asked the question. They went and they filled it up, and it's going to be the Kleba Kudeshis. It's outside the Azara. It's Taisa Nafnun. It's okay, it's discussion. Yeah. Yeah. What?
Taisa's
struggle. Yeah. Taisa says over there, because it's not, it's a bizarre. Not to do it like that. If you want.
Why not?
No, wait, I have one here. There's a sukkah right here. You have over here, places does ask from here. Places took it. Yeah, about it, when we're talking here, about it, we're talking, of course. When it's coming to be Mekadosh, we're talking about Kedushas HaGuf. And it's got to be all the dinim that we have. Yeah. Well, the parak of his man Mekadosh Mefarish of a Mekadoshin Lipasel, im yotza chutz l'klayim aynaga b'otzvul yoyim. The Taisus does deal with this. How would it be able to do it? And Taisus does come on, he comes out, he's stealing. I can look over here on the Taisus again. But that Taisus does remark this issue, that what we have. Came into Mekdushas Kli, Lai Bifsala, Vyaitzai, Minchas Kaihanem, Chavite Kaihagadl, the Lesbu Kmitsa, Amos Bifsala, Vyaitzai, my God, of Yeshleva. The time of the Vimasha Pei Rashti. According to the way he learns, the Klesharis, Ain Mikacha Melabifnim, behold, my Klesharis, only Mikadish Mifnim, in Cain, Akati Tikshi, wait, what happened over there, by the way, they filled up the water for Nisach HaMayim? Akati Tikshi Lavadaisi Bobakudashis. What are you worried about? It's not going to become Kaddish anyway. P'imashepi Rashi, that Kli Sharis is only Mekaddish Mithnim. B'chutz, it's not Mekaddish, and nobody's going to use a Kli B'kodeshes. Why'd they have to go do it on Erev Shabbos? And they would, Dafke do it in a Kli that was a Kli Chol, not a Kli Kaddish. B'kenekati Tishim, and I said B'kodeshes, v'layechli some Azara. They won't bring them, let them not bring it into the Azara. They'll be able to be the Kaddish in a Kli Chol, and it's not going to be Kaddish. It won't become Pasum Belina. Adliach, Abud HaShachar. After Abud HaShachar, don't bring it in. Until then, let them bring it in a regular Kli B'kodeshes, and it won't become Pasum Belina. That says, because they should at least be a Shlemadim, came by Yael Shetahe B'kodeshes. Because let's say they would do that. So it's not by Lord Myron anything that's a Kli B'kodeshes. What happens? It's not going to be the Kaddish anyway, so what's the Milah? The eye, look at this, what I was referring to saying before. The Dover Machorhu, it's something which is not nice. To be Zoyan, such a thing. La Shaisam Kol Kav B'Kli Sharis B'Chutz. What are you going to do? You're going to use a Kli B'Kodeshes? And leave it outside until the morning comes. Well, not nice. To be Zoyan. And therefore, they didn't want to do banana, but technically, they'd be able to do that on the basis of what we're saying over here. What? Yeah.
Nothing is a better as well.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so, but so that's the thing that we have now. So what we're clearing about over here, this is what they're clapping over here. Is it a din of the Dabra HaMiskadish? Is it a Dabra HaMiskadish? What exactly is the din that we have? Then it says the following. Enkli Alach Mekadish.
And that's be Shalim. How do you have a nigga?
Oh, get what?
That's be Shalim.
Yeah. You
have a nigga.
With a what?
A nigga. A net pole.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, all right. Say the Kharabi. This is all going to be Tully. Yeah, with what we're able to do in order to fix it. What's called Shalim or not? Let's, I think we should wait for that. Wait just a couple of minutes. When it says the following. Ain Kli Halach Mekadosh. And what did Mishnah tell us? A Kli Halach HaMekadosh is Halach. Ain Kli Halach Mekadosh is Asay Yavesh. A Kli Halach is not Mekadosh the Yavesh. A Kli Halach Mekadosh is a Yavesh. Now, a Kli Halach is not Mekadosh the Yavesh. Amar Rabbi Tamer Oasei a Mekadosh the Karev. Ligabe what? It's not going to be Mekadosh the Yavesh that it should be able to be brought as a carbon. Amar Mekadosh, but it does have the Kiddush to a certain degree. Because it is a klisharis, not all we had numerous times. It's not all or nothing. There are different levels of kedusha, and the very fact that it's a klisharis tells us that it has to be the kaddish, the content in it. Maybe not completely, but it has to at least be to a certain degree. Avo bekachli pal. He can have asti laha. He may be it like it says. He can't bring. He may be it for a carbon mincha. Minaches or the sachin. A minchas behema. A minchas brought together with a behema when you bring it for a carbon, or you don't bring bikurim min hameduma, where it's mixed in together with chol. The ein tzarech leima. Of course, you don't bring it by our love, Kiliya Karim, Bim Havi, and if you did bring it, like Kaddish. Yeah, but we have also Amar Rabbi Tamer Rav Hasi. What does it mean? It's like Kaddish. There are degrees, there are gradations in the Kedusha. There are various gradations in the Kedusha, like we have a Kama Machama Din, like Kaddish Likarev. Ava Kaddish Likaso. It is not completely Kaddish Kedushas HaGuf that it's going to be brought, but it is Kaddish Lipasel, and like you're just asking now, Tana Rabbanically Kaddish and Nikvu, Ein Matichin Aysam. You don't melt it down to go and patch up the hole. You don't take melted lead to go and use it as a patch. And if it's pogum, you don't fix it. Let's say we have the socket is removed. Let's say the blade comes off of one of the handle. So, Ava, you know, or in socket of snifkam, you don't sharpen it. If it's nishmat, let's say from the handle, you don't go and fix it. Here, Rashi, over here, nifkama, socket, nifkama, pekima, gedoyla. Where see Rashi tells us where it's where you're going to be, where it's going to be nicker, and or let's say this case where you're coming to be besocket it this way by the handle. Lish b'tayim azirin esav b'sholaymer saket b'tarefes oisem b'midush v'nidu alav kaihanim they had it the gadzua it was nicker. And the Chayyavadimekonzur. I just want to add one thing here also, which is a very difficult thing. This is what I had as a problem, and I found that Rabbi Chanan is saying, I think Chassam Sefer also in the Tshuva. And that is, what is this din that we had, that what we have is, we just mentioned it, Ein Mevien Benachis, we don't bring bikurim min abaduma. What is this thing? You don't bring it from Arle Akele Akara. Why not? Well, you can't bring it. Why not? And also, it's Mashki Yisrael. Be a problem of Mashki Yisrael. Rashi over here tells us. In Mekatra here we said, Menachas and Asachim, Menachas Behemah, Min Habaduma, the Aval Pi, Shem Mutter, the Kaihanim, the Mayre Mutter, the Chol Yisrael. We need that it should be Mutter for everybody, Shenehemar, the Mashke Yisrael, Min Habaduma, the Yisrael. How could you possibly go and be Mandishit? Let's say I go and I want to sell you, I have Peris Arla. I have Kilea Karim. Which is Asar Bahada. And I want to sell it to you. Two things. First, I'm not allowed to sell it because I can't be Nana. But that, alright. But the can't be Chalav. Doesn't have a din mamash. Let's say I would go and I would sell it to you. Not Chal anyway. How would I, let's say I go and I want to say the following. I have Kilei Akarim or Paris Arla. What am I going to do with it? You know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to be mad machine for better kabayas. Let Hegdish go ahead and do something with it. And I want it to be Hegdish. Yeah. Is it Chal? I can't go and give it to you a matan. I'm giving you a matan of Kilei Akarim. I can't do that. It's not Sarbana. Can't do transactions with it. The Rashba even holds that you can't be Myrishin even. You can't have to be Rusha by Surianna. Alachas Kabam Chabam, you can't go and you can't do transactions when you can't be Magdishin. You can't sell it. You can't give it away by Matana. So what's this thing? I can't go and bring it. Arla Kili Akarim to use for a mincha. Of course I can't. How am I going to make it, how am I going to make a Hegdish in the first place? So I found that Rabbi Chanan above a Kama is this kasha. I think the Sam Sefer also is in the Tshuva is this kasha. So what is the Bira Dvar? I saw Rabbi Chanan. I saw Rabbi Chanan. I mean, he's very hesitant, and he wants to say Efsher, the Chiddush, different types of Isuriyana, but the Kasha is the Kasha. You can't do anything. That's what happened in moments. Can't do it. What's he use? Paris Arla, of course, for an asterisk. Not Lachemer. They can't. Doesn't have a din of Lachem. Can't be Magdashid at all. You have a big problem. How does it work? Let's say, even you want to write, a person wants to write a get on it. A person gives a get on the Surya Adam. That's different also, because he doesn't, I can't be Magnishit. He can't be makhlid to the Isha. All right, so let me, all you need is an asina. Kind of problem over there. It wouldn't be such a problem. All you need is a nice asina. It could belong to him, but it's an asina. That's all you need. But to be makhlid, to make chalaisin on it. He make chalaisin on Isra Hana. So what kind of a hava meeting would there be, even without the din of Mashke Yisrael? Dalmi Yachad, the guy said, did Mashke Yisrael. How would he ever make it Hegnish? Not his. Or even if it is his, but it's not his in a way where he's able to go and make transactions or to make chalaisin on it.
Someone would steal it from him.
Let's say somebody would steal it. It means nothing.
Is that true?
Yeah, about it. President would go steal somebody's kilei akari. He didn't steal a din moment. He didn't steal somebody that has a din moment. About it, there's no skiv at all. It could be here. I'm not going whether it belongs to him technically. Even if it does belong to him technically, and therefore, Louis Narad says he's able to be Irish and say he dies. There could be a din of Yerusha on it. But I'm okay. He can't make transactions with it. He doesn't have a din moment on it. He doesn't have a din moment that he's able to go and give it to somebody but Matana. Let's say he gave it here. Person has Kilei Akarim. He's giving it to somebody but Matana that he died. The recipient dies. Who's the Arshim get it? You can't transfer it. It's the original ones that get it. Who has, for example, it is an afgamina whose it belongs to. Who has the mitzvah of Srefa? It's a mitzvah of Srefa by Kilei Akarim. Person has the mitzvah of its Kilei Akarim, he has the mitzvah of Srefa. Then he died. Who has the mitzvah of Srefa? The Arshim will have it. Let's say the father, before he died, gave it Rabatana to a different person. And then that person died. Who's the Arshim getting? The recipient's the Arshim or the Nisan's the Arshim? No matter the nonsense, Yarshim. They have the mitzvah of Srefa. So how would you be able to give it for a mincha without the whole? Dalbi offered a guy that did it in Bashki Israel. How would he be able to go out and give it away anyway? He can't make chalaisin on it.
Is there a
minimum
value for a mincha?
Again?
Is there a minimum value for a mincha?
No.
So then, if the only problem is that it doesn't have any.
No, but it can't be magnishit.
Why not? Why can't you be magnishit?
He can't be magnishit because he can't do transactions on something that doesn't have a din moment on it. So not that it's pachos mishava pruta.
So if you need a din moment to be makdish something for...
To do any transactions on it all, a bialist that he's able to make chalaisin on it...
Even if it's a group of
that, I will be gay. Well, to mention some things, I should like Kederach Hana. Some things are only Kederach Hana. Kilei Akarim. You can't be that even should like Kederach Hana. Or like you can. In that way. But I'm okay, but it's got... either way, these are the two examples we're saying. Kederach Hana, Arla is only also if you're not a Kederach Hana. Uchuli Akilei Akarim. It's even Shalei Kederach Hana. Moser Makhalov and Kilei Akarim are the big two. They can be also even Shalei Kederach Hana. Everything else is only Kederach Hana. Maybe it's not. We have a Tzofik, remember, in Avedah Zarah. In Tosfos and Avedah Zarah. And you're all aware that we're Tosfos. Maybe it's just Shalei Kederach Hana also. What? He, Rabbi Chaim, what's the two eyes of Chiddush? I don't want to say a teretz. That's a solid thing. Whatever you're going to say, it's going to come out speculative here. Tana Rabbanan, speak now. What do we have? When you do it, there has to be derech of weaving as opposed to derech of sewing. Rashi comes and he tells us what the difference, sort of, of what it is. You need to be a malbish like it's woven.
We have a fashion.
Pardon me?
Cannot attach the two pieces. The entire garment is woven at the same time.
Yeah, the entire garment is woven at the same time as opposed to attached in pieces.
Right.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't hear it like that. No, that's good. Right? Let's say you would have, like the way you're saying it. You would have two sleeves. You'd make two sleeves. And then you'd make another big patch, another cloth. And you would attach then the sleeves to the main body of the beged. And you wouldn't either. How do they make a suit jacket? Don't do the whole thing at once. They make sleeves. And then they have the main body of the jacket. And then they sew it. No, that's not how you do it. You make the whole thing together with a Maisa Riga. Yeah. Okay. Ela Maisa Arig, Shinehama Maisa Arig. Now, these Galu, Ein Chabson, let's say they get dirty. What? It's soiled. Ein Chabson, like Manasseh, and Loba Ahel. You don't use Tide to go and wash it and detergent. Not Benesser Vloba Ohel. Ha, Bemayim. But let's say you can only use water. There you can't wash. Amar Abaye, though. Amar Abaye. Hachiko Amar. Who? We're saying it. So what is the Gemara saying? Nachal. Nisgalaway Mechabsin. Lo Benesser Vloba Ohel. Ha, Bemayim Mechabsin. Masha, what? There, you would be able to. It's me. The Gemara is asking. Kevin, Rashi says, Kevin, the time of, what's the reason for this? The reason why you can't do it is because of Ein Anias Makom Ashiris. So what difference does it make? You can't, that with the detergent, you can't, but water, yes. Rabbi Yochikabar, Hugo Bamayim, Chatzin Aso, Vineser Vyohel. Let's say you would be able to wash it with water. And it would come out. You'd be able to come out. Then you might as well wash it with anything you want. Hugo Lineser. But let's say it's only usable. It can only wash it with detergent. Water is not going to allow able to come out. Hugo Lineser be a hell. Up the Mayim, Ein Mechabsin. The Yeshua Ein Mechabsin, I sub Kolikar. And then there are those who hold. You can't wash it at all. I'll say that is Malka Bashiris. Shedas Nias Malka Bashiris. So now, of course, let's say you don't wash it at all. Becomes possible. You can't use it. Mitushtashim, remember we had the Gemara's before. When Yotches, we had the Gemara's in Lamed Hay, when we had the Kashis, Shvachu Livideyar and Shiochanada Kaveseyam Bedah. Could that work? Nemesis, Nemesis, it's very hard to understand how they did the Avoda. Like somebody was asking me yesterday. Is it possible? A person is going and shechting a behemoth. And be mekabel the dam. What's going to happen? He's going to be completely clean? How can he get that cut bloody from that? So what, let's say the blood comes out after the Shechita or by the Kabbalah. What happens to them? He has to stop off an art and change clothes. Or else get another Kayan to pick it up. What's he going to do? He did a Shechita. He got splashed with blood. And now what? He's allowed to go do the Kabbalah? How can he do the Kabbalah? It's Matushtasha. Say what? That's the shoelaces. That's the whole thing, he does that.
Why?
Maybe Yitur Begadim.
That's
Yitur Begadim. Can't wear a raincoat over. No bibs, no nothing. He can't do anything. He does that. Can't wear a necktie. He can't do anything with that. He does that. Basel's all the Yitur Begadim. So how's it even possible? It's really tired, so how's it even possible?
And how do you understand the Rav Chassan? How do you understand the Rav Chassan?
You know, come to eat, you go ahead. Unless you're fastidious with a lot of training. I don't know. You go, you sit, you eat supper. By the time you finish supper, you'll splash whatever you need. You gotta change your clothes also. You know, you tie your shirt. It's gonna go out and do a bloody work of either, and he's gonna come out clean as a daisy. So what is that? He starts to stop right in the middle.
And what about
he really can't. For the Kabbalah, between the Shechita and the Kabbalah, what does he do exactly?
And what about Rav Pesach? And how do Rav Pesach
come? Yeah.
This is every day.
I don't know why you say Dr. Kabbalah Pesach.
No, I'm saying it was even more. Regular day besides that.
I'm talking regular day. Regular day, how does a client do it? What? Yeah. So he is it. Somebody is. My healer asked me this. I told him, Enochadami. He has to get somebody else to do it. Or change clothes. No. So let's say by the Shechita, maybe he doesn't wear Bidekuhuni. Yeah, fine. Let's say he can have his arm on it. Chaim doesn't have to be wearing Bidekuhuni by the Shechita. But by the time of the Kabbalah, how's he going to do it? Practically speaking also. Let's say his Zohar will do it. Now, so the Kabbalah,
that's me sitting right there.
That's me sitting right there, mamish. And besides, that's all by, that shows by a carpet seabor that it's only Daicha Shabbos, Rashi holds. What would have happened by every Shabbos? There wouldn't be a din over there that a czar could do it even, to be Daicha Shabbos, according to Rashi. Let's say by a carpet tabit, a carpet musaf even. All right. These are problems that we have. But it's with the stashim is a psul. Yeah. That besides blood, what happens with all the parts, the behemoth parts? You sound like a man from Western culture. Just picture yourself, Erev Pesach, walking around your bare feet in the Azara, you know, carrying a sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where would you spend the rest of the day after that? In a shower. The people that do it, the other people they'll pay for it. You know, you'll pay for the thing. Let somebody else get all filthy and smelly from the carpet pesa. Turn around, by that McGill. No, both. No, it's in the Rambam's, remember, because by Yitzhak Makadam, when he brings it, the Rambam, he says two sinuses in it, two pinimichlis, he does it, but the passions of all the Gemaras is, it doesn't make a difference. The whole thing is wool, blue wool. Shulav Ketan. Now we know, of course, by the Me'il that the bottoms have what? Pamad Vereimayim. Ketan, maybe Chelus V'Agamad, Mitzel Hashani, Shezurim, that they're all twisted, the ice and I saw, and you make them come in, remind them, sort of like pomegranates. Shalom Pisu Piham, O kamin kudal shal knasa shabarashay tinaikis. Umevi shiva mishnayim zungin. Besides those pomegranates, you bring 72 bells. Shabahan shiva mishnayim even, where you have 72 clappers. The toilamahan, and what do? You hold three shleisha mishisha mitzadze, shleisha mishisha mitzadze. What does it mean when we talk about this side, that side? That already depends on how the Me'il was made. Was it made, what? No. Made like a Talis Kotten, where there is a The Mishai Machlekes with Mishai, it was made with the front and the back like a Talis Katan. You have a Talis Katan, you put your head through the hole in the middle, and half of it is on the front, half is on the back. Or is it made like a coat? Yeah, so it's a Machlekes. The Rambam and other Mishayim, is it made like a coat? Or is it made like a Talis Katan? If it's made like that, this is part of the discussion why the meal is not chayv at tzitzis. Never like the Radvaz, and Mechas Chinuch, whether or not, because it was a talent confess, and no, and it was chayv at tzitzis. Why is it chayv at tzitzis? Why is it not chayv at tzitzis? It doesn't belong to him. It's a beggar shawl. There are different reasons why that would be true. But what we have over here, and by the way, I should really mention it, in Chumash, we have the machlokes that we have where the bells were and where the pomegranates were.
Inside or next to it?
That's right. Where the bells inside the pomegranates. That's how Rashi, as I learned. The Ramban, the Mishnah of God, that's a discussion. Whether or not the bells were inside the pomegranates or the bells were
Between the pomegranates.
No. This is the Mishayin of Chumash. Kate Abitur, besides a Rav Noisa, I bear. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Shloisha Mishishim Hayu. Shvaina Esra, there were a total, not of 72. 36, 18. Shvaina Esra, besides Amravi, Yadani, my son, Kumach, like his Khan. We have the same type of machlekes, the Maris Megayim. The Snah Maris Megayim, Rav Daisim and Horkin is like there. Lab and Vav, they were again here also 36, and a Kavi Ben Halal, or Ber Shiva Mishnayim. The Amar and Minyoni Bar Sosim, Lab and Ismacha Parshas Korbonis, La Parshas Pinte Kuhuda. Why do we have that? Why Marloch? Ma Korbonis are Machaprim, Ma Pinte Kuhuda are Machaprim. Sinus is what? Mechaperis al Shmichas Dabim Heintik in Parsha. Shedema Vayisha Tu Sirizim. Vayidlu is Hakutainis Badam. Mithlasayim, like we find Mechaperis al Gili Araya Shedema Vesalimim Vasalem Vichlimim Mithlasayvad. The Chatzai is Bissar Erva. Abitznev is Mechaperis al Gasei Haruach. Like we find Shinem Mishin Minayin Amar Abchanina B'yavo Dover Shemigoyva. Yechaper Al Goyva Amnei Mechaper Al Hira Alev. Like we find Hechad Yisei where it's that's where it is. The Chayshin Mechaper Al Adidin Shinem Asisa Chayshin Mishpat. Eifayin is Mechaper al Named is Kachavim, Shinemar ain't Eifayin in Trump. We find the Lushan used in the context of Avayin Zorah. Hey, Eifayin in Trump and Me'il, Mechaper al Lushan Ara. The Me'il that we were talking about before is Mechaper for Lushan Ara, B'nayin Amram Chanini Yom HaDomer Shemekol, Mechaper al Kol. Al Kol Ara. Mitzitz, Mechaper al Aziz Bonin. It says, "Ksev ha'yal meitzach arayin liyazus padim barachetav azus padim ksev meitzach ishazayin ha'yalach." Ini v'hamer of Shuman Levi shnei dvarim lo matzino lahem kapara bekarbonis. Matzino lod kapara bimakom acher. There are a couple of things, and we do find a kapara from some other place. V'eluhin shviches damim peloshen hara. Now, what do you mean? Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim be'egla arufa. V'loshen hara b'k'tayrus. We find that egla arufa is mechaper. And loshen hara is the b'k'tayrus is mechaper. The Tani Rav Chanina, Chananya, b'nai l'k'tayrus mechaper, sh'nev v'intinus l'k'tayrus mechaper alo'om. The Tani Dvei Rav Yishmael, Oba, k'tayrus mechaper, is a loshen hara. But the other davar shemachashoy, the echaper al ma'isa chashoy, things that are private. Kasha loshen hara, loshen hara. Kasha shvichas damim, shvichas damim. Here, what do we say? Shvichas damim here is mechaper, the chaper for egla rufa. And we said before that And we said before that what? We had said before, Nachabal, that the Tzaydus is Mechaper for Meshvichas Rava. Like Hashi had the idea about Katla, here we have the Tzaydus. Ha, but the angle of a roof, as we all know, had a lay idea about Katla. In the idea, what did you mean? The idea about Katla? You're telling me the Tzaydus is Mechaper where you know killed him? Bartolahu. Yeah. Something about we're talking the Bebasin Vilayasru Bay. About it. If you can kill him, you kill him. If not, we're talking about Bebasin Vilayasru Bay, but Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Nami Lokashia, what do we say? We just have the steer there also. We just got finished telling us that the Tyrus is Machapa, but the Megiel is Machapa. Lokashia, I would say the Hava Farhasi. It depends. Depends where we're talking, what kind of Lashon Hara, what kind of Lashon Hara we're talking about. Yeah. Whatever the kapara is, it's some mitigating degree. Yeah. Kol ha-tanur mechavera, kadam es chavera. Now we have a principle that tells us that we talk about dinam of kedima. The things that are tadir take precedence over things that are not tadir. Kol ha-tanur mechavero is kind of a chavero. Atzmidim kind of a musafim. Musvay shab is kind of a musafim reshchaynish. Because they're more common. Musvay reshchaynish, kind of a musvay rashanu. Shedema milvad elisah baikar shalde elisah tabitasu esela. What do we see here? Because the Tavid Shel Shachar takes precedence over everything else. From here we learn out the Din of Tadir. And what do we have? Because there's Milvad Eilasab Biker. And there we have the steer, of course. We have him, Shachar. We know it. Because it's Vez Ha'ilah Rishayna. And the Tashal is, why do you need both Sukkim to come and tell us that the Tumid takes precedence over everything else? And that's what Taisus here, Taisus and Psachim, what does it come to tell us? Why do you need to Psukim, for the Shchitim, for the Haftarah, for different aspects of it? If for Haftarah, but not for the Shchitim, with the Shrikim, and the Chalukim that we have. But now, but Minan and Minala. We know, look at the cover type of the Madalas HaBiker. So the idea about Tamidim, hey, the Kadmul of Musaf, and maybe it's something special about Tamidim, because Tamidim are really fixed every day. Shubtadiri, Musaf and the Musaf, you know, how do you know if it's just Musaf that doesn't happen all the time, not something which is really Tadir to that extent like we have by a Tamid, which is not just common, it's every day. Amar Rabbi Lodi Amakra, Be'ela Tasu Layayim, Shivas Yamim. Ela, we have a drasha that tells us, Ela says, on Bat Yam Shivas Yamim, Lecha Mishael Reich Lechayach Lashem, Alayla Satabin Yasav and Isko. Hi, Bahai Mivayle, what do you need it, Magufe? You, what are you using it for? Telling you a binyan ah, for other things? Don't you need it? The goofy, you need it, the goofy. For tells you the etzah mitzvah that we have. Can they lift up Ela? What's Ela tasoliyan? What is it coming and telling you? Ela? Ela dikasra tasol b'yayim shivas yam b'hava amina baby Ela means the shivas yamim. For all 7 days. So all 7 days, the yayim. The yayim, sir. I can't the aim of Ela the yayim. I will share yayimi. Like your daughter. Maybe I don't know what it is. I'm a crow. Tasu, shayu, kolo, I see it, Shabbos. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe you need Kaela because when it wouldn't be for Kaela, maybe a carbon of seven behemoths have to be put only the first day. How do you know it's like that by all 7 days of a yontif? The bayyamer begufa dekrol yimkei neiv dekrol bilvad eilus abaker. But tishlik, asher liyalos atamid v'amali. What do you need to come into asher liyalos atamid? The maimer the hafter tatira came to come and tell you from the extra phrase bilvad eilus abaker v'tishlik. Why there asher liyalos atamid? Why do you have to come and reiterate the pasuk to come and tell me that? There it comes to tell to me because to tell you a binyanav all over the din of tatir. And besides the din of tatir, we know these dinim, of course, from Hurrius. But wait a minute, but here we have the Mishnah coming and telling me there's a mailah b'kodesh also. Tamachatas, kaimudav ha'ayla, b'nei shehu meratza. And that's the reason why it's more Makudish. A Vare Ayla, Kaimulay Barakatus. That's a we have over here an enigma, somewhat an irony. The Dam of Achatos takes precedence over the Ayla. The Avarim of the Ayla take precedence over Achatos. They should call all the Isha. Because you burn it completely. Chatos kind of the Asham, they should know about Nitin Lital and Kronos. Alayasai, whereas an asham kaidem l'taida, an asham takes precedence over a taida. Be'el nazer b'gdei shehu kadosh kadshei kadshim. A taida is only kadshim kalim. Taida be'el nazer kaidem l'shlamit b'gdei shehein echalim v'yayim echad, and that's a chumra. Utavudem lechem. Ashlamim kaidim lebachar, b'pnei shehein t'udim b'batn dalim, u'svicha, u'nesachim, u'tunim v'tzchazim v'shaik, as we all know. Habachar kaidim lebaisim. Why? What's the baila of the Bekudish? B'pnei shehein t'udim b'rechem. B'necha le'kaihadim, and it's also necha for kaihadim. Habaisim kaidim le'ifis. Why? They should zevach. I said we'd say it before Ifis, what Ifis? To be Ifis even, see why, because the Ifis, even if it's a chatos or if, it doesn't make a difference even. Even if it's kachem even, yeah. Habayser, kind of the Ifis. They should zevach. The Yeshmo, kaidish kadoshim. Domo, and there also is an aspect of kachem by Meiser. Dam and the Amorim. The Yeshma Kainish Kainshah, double the Amorim. Ha'ifis. Kainin the Menachis. Bimdei Shehemidei Damim. Lifis take precedence over a Mincha because the Behema, Zemach, with Dam, is more as a Mila over Menachis. Minchas Kainte, Kainin the Minchas Nedava. Bimdei Shehuba Achet, even though Minchas Nedava, so, of course, Hashem and Levina. But Avo became the Milo of Chet. Chata Sa'ayv. Kaidemis Le'ayla Sa'ayv. Chayn Mehekdesha. Why? Because it's Mechaper. The Milo of Achatus, that is Mechaper, takes precedence of an Ayla Sa'ayv, even though it's Kaliol. Even though it's really Kaliol, it's going to be the same thing. I mean, there, but Avo became the Chatos takes precedence always over the Ayla. And the same way a person, let's say, has to be Magdashin. He knows that he has to be Magdash, a Chatos and an Ayla. Or a Chatos Soayt and an Ayla Soayt. The din is, like in the way Rashi tells us over here, also the same thing. What? No, I mean, if it's Ma'akiv or not, this din we'll have to talk about. We have what to talk about over here, but I just want to get the Gemara's out, and we can add things afterwards. Let me see if I can arrive another. Minan emili the Tana Rabbanan. Upar sheni ben bakar tikach lachatos. So it says, Upar sheni ben bakar tikach lachatos. How do we know again that the chatos is before the dam ha'ayla, and the evare ayla take precedence before the evare chatos? Because the pasuk says, "Upar sheni ben bakar," This is going by what? By the Levium. Peter Favira, she says, Bahaloiska, Ufar Shani, the second Behema, Tikach Lachatas. Now, Ibalu Lamein, is it coming to tell Shain Shnayim? Rek Farnabar, Maseis Rechachatas Rechanoil. So therefore, Matam and Leiber, Ufar Shani Ben Bakar, Tikach Lachatas. She Yoho, I might have thought, Shehechatas Kaidemes, Lachal, Maisa Oilo. I might have thought that a chatas, I mean, all dinim takes precedence over an oila, even the embarim. Rabbeinu Leimer, Parshani ben Bakar, tikach chatas. The second one, takes lechadu bar I Parshani, yachol tehei oila kaidemis lechatas. Lechom, I say even for the dam. Rabbeinu Leimer, I say it's a echad chatas echad oila. Okay, son. Dam, chatos kaidavis l'dam. I love it. They should be ratza.
But the rest of the
Eibarim, the Eibarim of the Eila take precedence of the chatos. Eibari Eila, the Amai, the Amai. Matanik kabaisa. Maybe we should say matanik kabaisa by the chatos, which is ma'akiv. Matanah kabaisa the mechapa tikna benichadavi. Maybe that should come first. It's ma'akev. Mahanachlo. Maybe the other three hazos should not. I'm ravina hacham achatas alaviyam askina. Liyaf al gav the chiyoyla davi. Even though it has a din like an oyla because it's not mechaper. The omarachmana he tikdim. The Marhike Apple became, the Torah is telling me it takes precedence. By Rabbi Amri Halvi, he's Gaimer. You do it. Now, this is not pushing at all. The din that we have, all right, din that we have by the other three Matonis of the Chatos, does that have a din of Shirayim? Is it Shirayim that you have to go be Mazah? Or, maybe you can't be Mefago by it, remember. You can't be befouled by five, only by the first one. By the first one. The other one, other three, are part of this Rika. What does it have to do with Mishirayim? What exactly do you do with the seconds? This is a whole deal that we have in Reb Chaim. And we got the status of the other three. The Gaita Gemara is in Berk Meshamai. All right, Mitzvah Hashem will pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.